In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor swoops in for a conversation about raptors.
Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, I took advantage of a break in the morning rain to bicycle from my home in Champaign to my office on campus at the University of Illinois. As I approached a vacant lot on White Street just east of First, five crows swooped in to land in a leafless silver maple tree where another crow was already perched, calling as though his life depended on it. The others took up the cry with equal fury, rocking back and forth and bobbing their heads in the direction of a mid-level branch. On that branch sat a red-tailed hawk, miserable from a night of rain, her wet feathers buffeted by the wind, and now under assault by six angry crows. The hawk was clearly agitated by all the attention, but she stayed put, and after a bit, the crows moved on. Coincidentally, at the time I witnessed this scene, I was on my way to the office to write about looking for birds of prey in late fall and winter. These seasons may be lousy for other outdoor activities, but they provide great opportunities to see hawks, falcons, owls, and even eagles, the meat-eating birds known collectively as raptors. This incident also illustrates much of what I intended to say about looking for birds of prey. First, it shows that paying attention to the behavior of other birds can help you to see raptors you wouldn't otherwise notice. Anytime you're outdoors and you hear an excited group of crows or blue jays, take a minute to see what's causing the stir. Crows and jays make it their business to track and harass birds of prey whenever they encounter them. Find the center of their attention, and you may well find a hawk or an owl. The behavior of birds being hunted by hawks can also alert you to their presence. Cooper's hawks, for example, often prey on the birds that congregate at backyard feeders. So if you've got a yard full of sparrows that goes suddenly still, look up. There could be a hawk soaring overhead or perched in a tree nearby. And if the small birds at your feeder all take flight together, look to see whether a Cooper's hawk has zoomed in to grab one. My hawk sighting also illustrates the point that you need not make special trips to observe raptors, especially when the leaves are off the trees. You have a chance to see them any time you step out the door, even in urban areas. Red-tailed hawks, Cooper's hawks, great horned owls, screech owls, and American kestrels all have adapted to life in built-up human environments. Populations of these birds are all steady to increasing thanks to the 1972 ban on DDT. You can see even more birds of prey with a little bit of effort. Winter travel provides excellent hawk-watching opportunities since the grassy strips along highways are such good habitat for the small mammals that hawks and falcons eat. Of course, if you're driving, you want to keep your eyes on the road. But if you're a passenger, you can spot raptors by scanning the tops of fences, road signs, and power poles where hunting birds might perch. All of this is really to say you don't have to turn on the Discovery Channel to see birds of prey. They live among us, and this is a great time of year to look for them.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.